So the readings today present to us what we would call a paradox. Paradox is different than contradiction, because paradox kind of like above our human comprehension. Jesus says in the gospel reading today that we must have a childlike faith, because when we have a childlike faith, we will begin to understand the things that he had revealed to us. And we think to ourselves, how can a childlike faith help me to understand the wisdom of God and the hidden things of God? Because we learn how to trust in the one who first loves us. This is what is important, right? Because our faith is much more than some intellectual comprehension or something that we grasp with our own finite understanding. But God revealed to us the secrets of the heart, the secret that this world can never understand because they are contradictory to its value. And that's why Jesus said to his disciples, he didn't say it to the crowd, but he said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The things that revealed to us through a life of prayer, through a life of worship, ordinary people wouldn't know, wouldn't understand, wouldn't comprehend, wouldn't appreciate, right? Why do we need to go to Mass? Why do we need to live the faith? Why do we have to keep all these commandments? Why do we have to follow all these rules? Why do we have to do all these things, right? Because they cannot see what God sees. And God sees much more than our immediate or our materialistic goods. He sees our eternal good. He sees the good that changes the soul, that transforms us deeper within. Which lead me toward the first reading today from the prophet Isaiah. This is, if you ever been to any confirmation mass, you will hear it. Because from this reading, we see that the coming Messiah, in him, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. All of the gifts of the Spirit that we have received through confirmation help us to see the gifts that God had given to us, the gifts that make us into children of God, as disciples of Christ Jesus and instruments of the Holy Spirit, the gifts that help us to paradoxically become more childlike in faith, to become more simple, that God, you love me, and my heart know that you love me. My soul belongs to you, and that is enough. That's what the childlike faith teaches us. That we see and we have the foretaste of heaven, and we don't have to overcomplicate our demand, our expectation, our wants of God. We see with a childlike heart, with a childlike love, knowing that God loves us, wills our good, and guides us, and give us gifts that are beyond our comprehension, our understanding. And with those gifts, we abide in him, we remain with him, and we have peace in him.